opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning today, the 14th of June, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and that's the same place you can hop into our chat room. Jared's at the helm. First of all, I love Jared being here. And I miss Jared. But I'm going through three producers at one time, so I have to get used to the foibles of each one. But I've been with Jared for such a long time, I compare him to you, buddy.
Oh, that's loud. Can you hear that?
I can hear it now.
Huh. I don't know what's doing that.
What?
You can't hear the buzzing sound, or is that just in my headphones?
I just kind of heard it.
Okay, well, maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
You know. All right. You want to know the weather?
I do.
Currently 63 degrees.
No, good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Carl.
How you doing,
Sorry,
bro?
Sorry, I was taken aback by the buzzing.
I know. How you doing, bro? You know, all those. You know.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jerry.
Nice to be here. It's currently 63 degrees. Today is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 89, a low of 62. Tomorrow, hot, partly cloudy tomorrow night with a high of 96, a low of 62. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 88, a low of 59. On Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers Friday night with a high of 78, a low of 56. Saturday, high of 78, chance of showers, low around 57. And Sunday, sunny with a high around 82 and a low of 61.
I am barely hearing that buzz, but I don't know if it's your if it's coming off your mic or what, but we have Pat check it today. Weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business. It's a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have great customer service. They treat their customers like friends. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And what national day is it today, buddy?
It's actually a bunch of them today. It's the Army birthday.
I thought the Army birthday was yesterday.
I don't know. It says June 14th, Army
Does
birthday.
Does it? Army birthday. Okay. Go Army.
It's National Flag Day?
It is National Flag Day today. You're right. You know, I have a flag flying in front of my house because Mike Huber and Ted Leidy at Christmas, without me knowing it, Linda knew it, they came in from the Flag Center. They bought a flagpole at the Flag Center. When I came home from Christmas, from our, you know, visiting the parents, Linda was driving me around in circles. And I'm going, what's going on? Well, we have to stop at Rite Aid. For what? You know, I mean, I didn't say for what. You know, I just follow her around because, you know, that's what I do. And I got back. They had a flagpole set up. And then we were over at the Verhoek's place, and they have a flagpole. He said he came by, he saw our flagpole, and he got flagpole envy. But my flagpole is taller, he said. Anyway, okay. National Flag Day. Love it. Fly your flags. Is that it?
No, it's National Bourbon Day.
Okay, that's enough. We can finish on that. National Flag Day is the Army birthday, and it's National Bourbon Day. You know what that means, buddy. Yeah, we do a shot. Yay! Okay. Hey, I'm here with Turtle Bay here trying to say, wait a minute, this is my time.
Happy to take time for National Bourbon Day.
National Bourbon Day. Hey, I'm here with David Mung and Gabby Cervantes.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
From Turtle Bay. Okay, you've got one. We've got tickets to give away for Brews on the Bridge. But yeah, what are the things? You've got a new exhibit going and
we
a bunch
do.
Of other stuff. What's going on?
So much happening in Turtle Bay. So our newest exhibit, which just opened up this past weekend, is called Pterosaurs, Rulers of the Sky.
Now, pterosaurs are those ones They kind of like the leathery wings and the long beaks and all that.
Things like pterodactyls then kind of evolved more into birds and bats, like that kind of thing.
Okay, so, they're not like the pterodactyls. Are they less?
It is pterodactyls. It's okay, so what I learned, because I thought all pterosaurs were dinosaurs. What I've learned more recently, now that we have the exhibition in there, is that all... Let me get this right. All... Not all. Some dinosaurs are pterosaurs, but not all pterosaurs are dinosaurs. So there's some pterosaurs that are still among us today, and different birds and things like that.
Really?
So, yeah. And we've got a whole bunch of awesome, like, realistic-looking replicas of different skeletons of pterosaurs, dinosaurs, things like that. In our east end, we've got, like, a 25-foot-tall pterosaur skeleton. It looks kind of like a giant chicken skeleton, honestly. But it's funny when you look up, and it's, like, the size of what you would think a brontosaurus is.
So... They could be that big.
They can be that big, yeah.
Now they were
not the ones walking today anymore, but the old school pterosaurs.
Because then you could let your kids walk out, walk to school because you'd have a 25-foot pterosaurus come down and take them up for lunch.
Right. Unless we domesticated them, then they can maybe like ride the pterosaur to school, like as a school bus, something like that. But there's no record of that happening before.
There's no record.
This is
of
just
that
you know what you know could be possible.
Would be okay. Eco-friendly.
Yeah.
But okay. So you've got that. That's a new exhibit.
Yes.
So if you know you've already seen King Tut.
Oh, King Tut's incredible. You can definitely go multiple times. I still haven't read everything in there.
Yeah, and then you can. But now you can kind of like swoop over.
I like that transition.
Yeah, transition.
And it's nice to have something interactive again, too, because King Tut's amazing to go look at, admire all of the artifacts and things. Pterosaurs is more interactive. There are a few, not virtual reality, but there's like a projector that reads your motions, so you can like flap your wings and fly like a pterosaur and then see the pterodactyl on screen kind of flying through obstacles or trying to eat flies and stuff through the air. And lots of hands-on activities to go with pterosaurs for the kids.
Now, I don't know if you can trust movies, like Jurassic Park.
Right. I still got to see
so how one. Much, how much, you know, the original Jurassic Park. So you have to ask yourself, you know, how much fact do they put in there? Like when they're talking about dinosaurs, like, you know, and they talked about how this dinosaur, if you looked at its x-rays, you'd see it looked a lot like a bird. And in fact, that's where the birds came from, was, you know, the dinosaurs and worked their, you know, with different, the different ways their body was.
Yeah. Well, one of those was the hollow bones.
The hollow bones. Exactly. And so you ask yourself, how much in a movie, when you see a movie that's so, you know, clearly there to entertain, how much of it really is truth that they used, you know, in it? So
it's a good question. I wish I knew. I mean, I know personally myself, I just immediately take it all as fact until somebody tells me different. But I just like to believe that it was like Jurassic Park. I think that idea of dinosaurs is more fun for me.
I like to, you know, they did a lot of research during all those times. If you remember when Jurassic Park, which is, I don't know, might be a little bit before your time. I mean,
I remember the first one came out when I was 5 years old, and it scared the crap out of me.
So, but what they did back then, they did a lot of research, and up until a certain time, you thought that T-Rex was walking upright, you know, and kind of waddle around.
It
had little short arms, wasn't doing anything. And then it was around that time, you know, that they discovered that, oh, no, this guy was the apex predator, but he could run, and those arms were used for holding and ripping and everything. There was so much more that was during that time frame, which changed, you know, then when Jurassic Park was in there, it was more realistic as the way a T-Rex was. Hmm. So it was a great movie, but here's a chance right here in Redding.
Yes.
Come on down to Turtle Bay and go look at the winged creatures from back then.
The winged pterosaurs. But yeah, definitely a great exhibition to check out and come see pterosaurs big and small, get something hand-on, interactive. And, of course, it's always easier and more cost-effective to come see the exhibition with a Turtle Bay membership.
Of course
so
it is.
So I think admission... Regular admission, which is more for the tourists, the people passing through, is $14 for kids, $18 for adults. And with the membership, it's for a family membership, it's $90 for the entire year. Two adults, four kids. Don't even have to be your kids. Just any kids, any neighborhood kids you want to gather, bring to Turtle Bay. You can bring them on down. And, yeah, if you come more than two, three times, it's already paid for itself. So if you're living in Reading, you shouldn't be paying full price for Turtle Bay.
Oh, no.
Get that membership.
And not only that.
Come at least twice a week.
It's there's so many great exhibits coming through there. Yeah. And like this, we've got King Tut.
Yep, King Tut.
Which in itself is wonderful. Yep.
And our summer animal shows are happening right now.
Yeah.
So we've got
we got to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about that.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get Gabby into the fight.
Sounds good.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank's been in the business for over 15 years. That's right, 15 years. And they have four branches. It's a local bank. It's got a local board of directors, local people running. In fact, Matt Mosley, in fact, is running the Cornerstone Community Banks now. Came up through the banking industry right here in town. Son of the Mosleys from Mosley Sellers. So it is a local bank, and they've been helping to move local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Reading, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, our place of choice there. It's got everything from Native American to specially designed pieces and everything in between. Very fair prices, great people down there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. So I'm here with David Mung and Gabby Cervantes from Turtle Bay, and we talked about the new dinosaur exhibit.
Pterosaur
exhibit. And now Gabby's going to tell us about what's happening this weekend. Brews by the Bridge.
Yes.
What is that?
It is a beer tasting event that we host by the Sundial Bridge in the gardens. It's happening this Friday, June 17th. From 6:30 to 9:30, we have more beer and more food than ever, so I'm really excited about that.
Over 20 breweries coming?
Over 20 different breweries are going to be there.
Oh, my gosh. This is after Taste of Reading last weekend.
Right.
You're reaching into my inner beer.
Yes. Hopefully you're still hungry and thirsty after that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Well, it gives you a week to get ready for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So just fast all week and then come to Brews by the Bridge.
There you go.
Fill up
that's
on
right.
beer and food again.
Leave plenty of room. We also have Mosaic Pizza that's going to be there, Two Guys in a Grill, Fresh Fiesta Fresh for Mexican
Mosaic
food.
Mosaic makes good pizza.
They do.
Excellent
yeah,
pizza.
We have a brand new pizza truck, too, that's making its way around town, and it yeah. will be here for Brews by the Bridge.
Okay.
It has a cool window. You can see the pizza oven, too. I don't
yeah.
know if you check that
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
that's
watch
my favorite
cooking
part.
In there.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have Cornhole and Jenga. Full Throttle will be there. They're a local rock band. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
okay.
Good stuff.
Now, it's $30 pre-sale tickets and $35 at the gate. What's that get you?
That gets you your first beer free and a commemorative steel pint to put all of your beers in. So if you get tickets online, you save $5, that's another beer that you get to put in your belly instead of towards your ticket. So definitely worth getting those tickets online at the $30 price.
Okay, so for $30 you get your...
You get first beer included.
Okay.
And the commemorative steel pint cup.
Oh,
and then also, once you get in there, we've got the live music, food trucks, 20-plus breweries.
There you go.
Cornhole, giant jangle, all kinds of games to play. So beer, music, food, and fun. Can't beat it.
Okay.
It's my personal favorite event of the year. I'm really excited.
I think it's almost all of Turtle Bay's favorite
yeah.
events. That's what I'm kind of gathering.
Talk into the mic, huh? The,
when you right here.
Okay. See, talk to me. Don't talk to him. I know it's probably more fun talking to him.
I love talking to you.
Okay. Now, how do people get their tickets? Pre-sale.
They can go online to turtlebay.org/brews, or they can go on our Instagram and follow the link through there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can buy it in the museum as well if you stop by and see pterosaurs.
There you go. Now, if you go to see the pterosaurs during the day in King Tut, then you just kind of wander on over to the beer, music, and food festival at Brews by the Bridge afterwards. You can make it a full day.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
know, finish up, and then you've already parked there. You have to worry about all the parking.
Yes,
but there's
that
lots
space.
Of parking
yes.
around
right.
there for this. Oh, yeah. And this is a great event. And this also raises funds.
Yeah.
For Turtle Bay.
All the proceeds go back to Turtle Bay, supporting our educational programs and amazing exhibitions we get to bring in, like King Tut and pterosaurs. So
and next
it's going
year,
toward a good cause.
Next year, y'all have gotten it together with the Marine Corps Museum,
yes.
and you're bringing in a art exhibit from
Absolutely.
The Marine Corps.
Which we have to thank mm-hmm. you for.
Well, here's what I do, is I saw that, and I thought, wow, what a great thing to have here. And I just turned it over to your people and gave them a phone number. And they made it work after that. And both sides were excited about it. Because I called them to see, hey, do y'all do this kind of stuff?
Right.
Yes. And then after that, it was you all doing it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the exhibit.
That'll be amazing to highlight some artwork made by all veterans, former Marines, correct?
Yeah. Yep. Well, and some of them may still be on active duty, I guess. But, yeah, it travels throughout the United States and for people to see. And that's going to be early next year, I think.
Yep.
But right now we have King Tut. And how long is that going to go to?
King Tut we have until September 5th, I believe.
I believe so.
Early September, yeah. So you can still come see it throughout the summer.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, and then at the same time, then you go see the Butterfly House, which opens?
This Saturday.
This Saturday, too.
18th.
So the people that are still there from Bruise by the Bridge, laying in the arbor.
Just take a nap overnight in the garden in the morning. Come see the butterflies.
Come see the butterflies.
They'll be ready for you.
You can name these butterflies. You can adopt a butterfly, right?
You can, yes. So I think we just changed the pricing, but I think it's $2 to release a butterfly out of its chrysalis, and you get to give it a name. So real fun for the kids. You get to pick their own, give it a name, see it emerge from its chrysalis. And then we can also do butterfly feedings now. So we give you like a little Q-tip dipped in nectar, and the butterflies will just flock toward you and come eat that right out of your hands.
Okay. And then, of course, my favorite, the lorikeets.
Oh, yes. Parrot Playhouse. Open year-round, so that's always a
that's always
great time to go in there.
That's it. That's the one when you have like a five-year-old running around you, making noise. You pour the nectar in his head, and then he's swarmed.
All the birds
love
swarm
it.
Swarm to him.
Now, also, okay, let's talk about the wild animal show.
Yes, so our Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show is in full swing. You can come see that Tuesdays through Sundays at 11 a.m. and noon. They do two shows a day over there, every day but Monday. And, yeah, just great interactive time to come see all the animals. Our trainers do an incredible job showing off their natural behaviors, and they've kind of trained to do the pouncing, the diving, crawling through tunnels, all of that. There's birds swooping over your head. We have a... my favorite is Mischief the Raccoon, who kind of like pops out of a trash can and runs around, shows you how well he can climb. So it's a ton of fun for the whole family to go see that.
And just to let people know, these are all natural behavior.
Yes.
In the wild. They don't teach them. They don't put little dresses on them and teach them how to play the piano.
This isn't to try to,
No. That's why sometimes they may choose not to participate.
Totally.
And that happens.
Always have a choice. If they don't want to come out, they don't have to come
out. That's right. There's nobody hitting them with an electric prod to make the condor, or not the condor, but the hawk fly across over your head. But that's a good time, too.
Yep.
There's just so many things going on at Turtle Bay, and kids' schools are out. You know, people are visiting. What a great place to go to.
Yeah.
You all have a good time. And then you throw in these other things, like Bruise by the Bridge.
Yeah. All the kids' stuff are during the day, and then the fun stuff with the Bruise.
Have you started
parents' time.
Have you started putting lights up yet?
Not yet, but soon. Usually around July is when we start putting some of the lights up. So.
For the Festival of Lights, which it changes every year. Brings in tens of thousands of people. We'd like to see 100,000 this year.
We'll get
Can
there.
You handle that?
I think we were close to
70. Yeah. 70, so yeah.
We could handle it. We extended Garden of Lights this year, so now we're going to be doing a few dates into January, I think until January 4th, just because the kids are out of school until that week. So
why not?
You know, why not get a few more visits into Garden of Lights before you got to go
back
to school?
I tell you, this is for all ages, too.
Yeah.
You know, my in-laws are 90 and 88. They loved it. And then you see the little kids out there dancing to the lights in this. So
it's incredible.
So many things.
Awe-inspiring lights. No matter how old you are, it's still pretty amazing to walk in.
Yeah, it is. So many things happening at Turtle Bay. The new
Pterosaurus. It took me a while to pronounce it, too.
I want to keep saying pterodactyl, but it's not.
Yeah. Pterodactyl is a pterosaur, though. So it's in the
family. That's true. So it's in the family. So I'm half right.
Yeah.
And it's better being half right than...
Than full wrong?
Full wrong. Because
I agree.
50% of the time you're right. You know?
Right.
And then, of course, King Tut, Bruised by the Bridge this Friday. Get your tickets online or just walk into Turtle Bay and buy it. Save yourself $5. Music and food and... And 20 different breweries out there.
Excited to see all the breweries come back out, too. It's been a tough couple years for the breweries. So
it's been a tough couple of years for everybody.
Yeah.
So, we're happy to have every single one that we got.
Yeah, you know what? I think COVID has run rampant through us for 2 years, and we let it keep us from doing things that we normally really enjoy. Mm-hmm. So, it's time to come out again, my friends.
And we're back. Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Of course.
Thank you
for having us.
Oh, yeah, thanks of course. Oh, wait a minute. I've got before, and Jared always loves it when I do this when we're going out, but I have two tickets for Brews by the Bridge. You must be 21, and that's this Friday, June 17th.
Already called.
At 6:30 to 9:30. And somewhere during the 8 o'clock hour, I'll give another set of tickets away, too.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash right down the street here on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. It's right here in downtown Redding. Great, great service there. Your truck or car comes out looking immaculate. Really nice people at the end. They're wiping off your truck, my truck, with clean towels. They're always cheerful. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean. Right down here in the corner of Market and Eureka Way, next to Dutch Bros. We'll be right back.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Cinerama presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 17th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers, live music, food, games, and much more. Tickets are on sale now and include commemorative steel cup and your first beer free. $30 for pre-sale and Turtle Bay members and $35 at the gate for this 21 and over event. All proceeds go to Turtle Bay education programs and exhibition. Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 17th. Get your tickets today and learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a
free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani started this business about 12 years ago, and I can't say enough about the customer service and the selection of firearms there. This is where we buy our firearms. Whether it's a long gun or a pistol, and because not only do they have a great selection, but they have all the accessories, ammo, holsters, optics, really, really, if you want to get your, you know, a new trigger put on or optics mounted or anything like that, John Bastiani is just a great gunsmith too. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Things that are going on. The Graham Fire over in Lassen Park is running in the wild areas and not near anything, and a very steep terrain. So they've been hitting that, but not hard. The Rancho Fire, on the other hand, southwest of Red Bluff, they had 10 structures burnt, 158 threatened. It's 20% contained, and they were. For a while, they were evacuating, and then it just went back to an evacuation warning. And when the winds died down, they pulled off some of the tankers. I just don't understand that. Is if it, winds are dying down and you've got a chance to get this thing under control, why aren't you hitting it with everything you have? They've got other fires already in Southern California that are going. Yeah, fire season is here, my friends. Fire season is here. Something I found really interesting. Gannett, USA Today, essentially, which is the mothership of our own Record Searchlight. It lost about $135 million last year. So they're starting to cut out things. And this time, what they decided to cut out is the traditional editorial page. And at beginning in the spring, when they've already started this and accelerating in June here, the 250 title chain is cutting back opinion pages to a few days a week while refocusing what opinion is still published to community dialogue. So I've seen Record Searchlight. You know, they're putting things... for the community, but what is the reason they're doing this? It seems like that people are not reading the editorial pages, or the editorial writers are reading, or what, look, personally, I like the cartoons, but they don't want to be, they found that readers do not want to be lectured or told what to think by the paper. Wow. Amazing. Routine editorials, point of view syndicated columns, and many commissioned guest essays consistently turn up to be the most poorly read articles online. And that readers can go out and find information on anything they want online, so they don't need to have somebody tell them. The other thing was what they found, and I got this from another piece I read about this, is not just that you don't want to be told what to think. Yeah, people are having a tough time telling the difference between editorials and regular, quote, news pieces. As you know, an editorial is a, it's kind of like what I do. You know, I take a subject and I tell you what my opinion is. I'm not telling you it's news. It's not. I will take a piece of news though and tell you a lot of times what my opinion is of this. And, but they're saying is that readers have a tough time telling the difference. It's, and it's easy. I mean, you all know this. Talk radios, you know, listeners are very bright. And you know that when you're reading a news, quote, news piece, and it's really an editorial in there. By just the way they write it, words they use in it. It's difficult just to get a strictly news story. I will applaud the Record Searchlight and things from David Benda on the type of stories he does. It's pretty straightforward. The sports section is pretty straightforward. Of course, what are you going to do with sports? Except I have seen opinion column, sports opinion columnist in the Record Searchlight. When you read it, you just say to yourself, "What you know is this guy obviously is got a you know he's got an axe to grind here, and that's all he, you know that's all this guy writes about." There's many of the syndicated contracts have been canceled, but regional papers are free to use opinion content from USA Today, and USA Today is not what I would call a center of the road publication. Nick, what think you?
Well, first I wanted to compliment you on that yellow light in there. When somebody calls, it gets your attention, gets you to look over the board. You know, you have somebody on the phone. I wonder if you're going to put a red light in for people like me.
I've learned to ignore that. Obviously.
Hey, you know, you're talking about the opinion, and they're cutting that out. In my opinion, they're cutting it out so their left-wing readers won't have to listen to right-wing opinions.
No, I think what it is, I tell you what it is, it's a money thing. And when you cut out this, you can also probably be cutting out another page or two out of the paper.
Well, you know what, I think the BB brains ought to wake up and see the reason we're canceling our subscriptions is because their paper is getting so left-wing and getting so little local content in there anymore.
Well, you know what, I will see, there have been times when I get the Sunday paper, and I sit down, and Linda and I sit down and read the Sunday paper.
Yeah, they have two letters to the editor in there now from left-wingers.
That's not what I was getting at, Nick. So what I'm getting at, though, is when you sit there and you read it, and like the local and state, that's a section of the paper. I've seen it before. There's nothing local on it. Or if there's one story and the rest of the stuff is international stuff or national stuff. But there are good writers there at the Record Searchlight that put, you know, some good stories out. You know, when they did on the fires, they did great stories. Dave Bendit usually does a good story on the business and what's happening around here. They obviously took sides in the election campaigns, obviously, even though they said they didn't endorse anybody. If you just read some of their articles, it was a peer endorsement for one candidate or another. But I agree with what their overall premise is that people don't want to be told what to think. Just give us an opinion, but give us both sides of an opinion. If you're going to have one, and the Chattanooga Tennessean does this, they would have two editorials in every paper and taking opposite sides of things. Let people read it and, you know, figure it out themselves which ones that they were going to agree with or not agree with.
Well, when I see these social platforms censoring conservative points of view and I see our local paper cutting out the opinion, I still believe it's so they won't hear our side of the argument.
There is that. Yeah.
And I'm going to bid you a fond farewell. I hope you have a nice day, Carl.
Thanks, Nick. Many of you have told us you're tired of opinion content that repeats the same old partisan talking points, seems aimed at stoking divisions rather than discussing solutions, and makes readers with differing opinions feel lectured to rather than respected. So, there you go. And like I said, they've got 250 mastheads underneath the Gannett umbrella there. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Probably to get the editor of the Record Searchlight on and see what kind of, you know, see what she says about this, about cutting out the opinion. Are they going to do that? How's that going to look here in our own paper? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Yeah, Northern Firearms Instruction, which is the largest privately owned company, born right here in Reading, is now spreading out to the rest of the state. They've been hired to teach at all of the Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, Sportsman's Warehouses, all of those throughout the state. And in fact, Ted was down in Los Angeles setting up the Los Angeles area down there. Northern Firearms Instruction is some of the most complete firearms instruction you're going to find anywhere. For more information, you can go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Oh.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory torture me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Today, the 14th of June, and it is 65 degrees. Going to be a nice day out there, not too hot. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting a treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He'll tell you whether you should be getting more help or if what's going on is the way it should be and should be monitored, since work injuries can be life-changing. You know, the insurance company has a million lawyers out there, and you need one that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. How come I'm still seeing on my internet, on my computer this morning, on June 7th, vote for Aaron Reznor? Why am I still seeing that? Shouldn't those be pulled down? How many signs are still up there? Have you seen any? I saw one for Mike Johnson's still up, big sign, on Silver Bridge, if you're listening, guys. You might want to pull that one down. Let me see where else. Most of them have been taken down, but now I don't know why I'm still seeing things online. Hey, have you wondered what's in the gun bill? The gun bill that was put together by the Senate. Ten Republicans, 10 Democrats. Well, here's some of the things that are going on. First of all, also, is that just because it's been written up doesn't mean there's not going to be lots of changes and how they're going to do it, what it means in the specifics. But essentially, it would fund grants meant to incentivize states to pass their own red flag laws. You know what red flag laws? Somebody can, from your family, and also friends and family, and I imagine law enforcement, to petition a court to issue crisis intervention orders which allow for the removal of guns from a person's home, and then you, quote, have, you know, and that's what you have to figure out. How many days before you can go back in front of a judge and say, I'm not a problem? To me, if they're going to take your guns on a Monday, you should be in court by Wednesday or Thursday to be able to say, hey, this was done by a person of my family who I've had an antagonistic relationship with for years, and they're doing this just for a pure meanness. The other side of it is, if somebody does this just to be mean, just to kind of get at you, what's the so that then becomes a false official statement, and are they going to be prosecuted for that? They also agreed to set aside billions of dollars to expand mental health and school safety programs. Yes, something you can do right away is harden the schools. Cameras, doors, single points of entry. Why aren't we doing that? That's something, people go, oh, we're going to take away your guns. Oh, no, you're not going to take away one gun. No, we're not going to do this. But my gosh, you can harden the schools. I think everybody agrees on that. School resource officers. There was a school resource officer the other day that got into an altercation with somebody on the campus that was acting erratically and then tried to take his gun away from him and was shot for his trouble. It would also pass, they would close what is known as the boyfriend loophole. Anybody that's had that's been convicted of abusing their spouse or living partner or co-parent, and they've been convicted, or there's restraining orders for violence and all this, can't buy a firearm.
but it doesn't stop somebody that you're dating who's abusive from buying a firearm. So they want to have that done too. They're going to try and figure out which kinds of guns transactions require a federal background check. You clarify the definition of what constitutes a commercial firearm dealer whose transactions are subject to background checks and all this. What if you sell a gun to your brother-in-law? Do you need to do background checks? Now they also have looked at, would there be a new background check requirements on prospective gun owners under age 21? Anyone looking to buy certain kinds of rifles under age 21 would have to wait until an enhanced background check was completed before they could pick up his or her guns. And it would crack down more aggressively on straw purchasing. When someone who is legally able to buy a gun purchases one on behalf of someone who's not, that's already a crime. It's already a crime to do that. When you fill out your paperwork, you're saying you're buying it for yourself. That's the way it is across the United States. Every one of these, I didn't see anything in here about a waiting period, a national waiting period, which I thought they'd be all over, and I haven't seen anything about that. I guess the bottom line is this. The criminals that are in these gunfights, the criminals who are killing so many, you know, we hear about, of course, Uvalde, and we should hear about that. We should do things to, you know, strengthen our schools, as we've talked about. Patrick Jones, who is one of the board of supervisors, has introduced the proposal to put a school safety officer in every school in the county. And if the county's board, or if the school district doesn't want a school safety officer, is for them to explain why you don't want a school safety officer, and to get the people to do that. That's one way of doing it. You can do passive measures too, as we've talked about ad nauseum, but I don't know if anything's being done on that. Be interesting to see if the city rolls in on this one. But, bottom line is, though, that the criminals out there that are getting in the gunfights, and the dozens that are shot every weekend in Chicago, in Philadelphia, in Boston, in L.A., they're gang members or they're criminals, and they don't care. They don't care about these laws. So there's a fine balancing act between keeping people who are law-abiding citizens who have firearms from imposing limits on them that, you know, on law-abiding people, and that's the 99% of the people probably that, you know, well, the people that legally purchase guns are law-abiding people. They do background checks here in California. And to, you know, so what impact is that going to have on a gang member in Chicago? Zero. Zero. Now, I will tell you this, as I talked to my son this weekend, and he's a U.S. Marshal, and he handles some pretty tough cases out there. He has a multi-department team that goes out after some bad guys, and they have been taking more guns off the streets in the last 2 months than they have in a long time, including two 15-year-olds with semi-automatic weapons. He said, I've collected more guns and taken more guns off the street than I can remember ever doing in one time period. And these are criminals. These are, like I said, two of them are 15 or 16 years old, had them. So they're not buying them legally. So none of these laws that you're going to make is going to keep that from happening, that they want to do. The only people it impacts on are law-abiding citizens. So, you know, something, again, that we could do right away is make our schools harder to get into, and a single point of entry, and, of course, a school resources officer there that's there, to, you know, for the whole time the school's open. That includes evenings, too. All right. When we come back, we're going to have Shasta Regional Medical Center. I see Casey Fetch out there. Oh, let me hit real quick the stock market. The stock market, as of today, the 14th, on this article, the S&P 500 has now lost all of its gains since Biden was inaugurated last year. It's down 2.7% since January 2021. Stocks fell into the red as the Biden era following Monday's 9% market plunge. The blue chip index, like Apple and Microsoft and others, has plummeted 21% this year alone. And the S&P 500 was up nearly 24% from inauguration day of last year, but now it's lost it all. But the combination of oil and gas prices, broader inflation worries, supply chain disruptions, and fear about aggressive interest hikes by the Federal Reserve has sent the market into a tailspin. So I'm not an expert on this. I read what experts write. So if you need to take a look at what you're doing and you're looking for a second opinion on things, we've got a way you can do that too. And we'll talk about that after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street still struggling in the immediate wake of yesterday's sell-off that sent the market into bear market territory. The benchmarks bouncing between small gains and modest losses this morning. The market's on edge about inflation and what the Fed will do to attack it without tipping the economy into recession.
With the Fed set to announce another sharp interest rate hike after it meets this week, the likelihood that the central bank can engineer a so-called soft landing appears to be dimming. The announcement will take place days after the government issued a scorching inflation report. With inflation at a four-decade high of 8.6%, Fed officials are likely this year to boost borrowing rates even higher than was expected just weeks ago.
Correspondent Jeremy House, fueled to a great degree by soaring gas prices, wholesale inflation rocketed higher last month, producer prices surging 10.8% in May from 1 year earlier. President Biden's first trip to the Middle East is planned for next month, and it will begin in Israel.
The president will travel to Jerusalem first for a long-planned visit with Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. According to the White House, Mr. Biden will reinforce America's ironclad commitment to Israel's security. He will then meet with Palestinian Authority leaders in the West Bank before traveling to Saudi Arabia.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Dangerous and destructive flooding forcing temporary closure of Yellowstone National Park. Roads and bridges washed out, buildings swept away by the floodwaters. Evacuation of people trapped by flooding and mud and rock slides now underway. Some big U.S. cities have been battered by powerful storms. Three people are missing, swept away by floodwaters in Milwaukee. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 21 points, with the Nasdaq 19 points higher, and the S&P is up 2.5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
A local official in China apologizing over a COVID-19 lockdown response.
The mayor of a northeastern Chinese city on the North Korean border that has been under lockdown for more than 50 days has said sorry for failures amid widespread but often disguised dissatisfaction over the government's heavy-handed approach to handling the pandemic. It's highly unusual for a ranking Communist Party official to publicly concede errors, particularly regarding the hardline zero COVID policy that's been repeatedly endorsed by top officials under President and Party Leader Xi Jinping. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A territorial dispute between Denmark and Canada over a barren and uninhabited rock in the Arctic that has led to decades of friendly friction has come to an end. The two countries agreeing to divide the tiny island between them, a small rock holding absolutely no mineral reserves. News and analysis, townhall.com. Censure for several Marine and two Naval officers stemming from the deadly sinking of an amphibious assault vehicle off the Southern California coast.
The mishap killed eight Marines and a sailor. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro faults the officers for what he calls inadequate leadership and execution of their oversight duties. Censure letters are put in service members' personnel files and are often career-ending for military officers, usually preventing them from further promotion or other progress. A Marine Corps investigation cited inadequate training, shabby maintenance, and poor judgment by leaders. Keith Peters reporting.
Elon Musk will be addressing Twitter employees on Thursday for the first time since the billionaire and Tesla CEO offered $44 billion to buy the social media platform. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow's down 2 points, while the NASDAQ is up 20 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. That's the 14th of June, 8:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I know what your choice should be. And Jared's at our helm today. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And today we have three great days. It's the Army's birthday. It's
Flag Day.
And National Bourbon Day. Did you hear that, Casey? National Bourbon Day.
Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Okay. I thought everybody should know that. What's the weather look like, bud?
It's currently 64 degrees. Today is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 89, a low of 62. Tomorrow hot, tomorrow night partly cloudy with a high of 96, a low of 62. On Thursday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 88, a low of 59. On Friday, it's going to be mostly sunny, then a chance of showers on Friday night with a high of 78 to a low of 56. Saturday, a chance of showers with a high of 78 and a low around 57. And then Sunday is going to be sunny with a high around 82 and a low around 51, or 61, excuse me.
Okay, now, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that provides just outstanding customer service. Since all the propane comes out of one tank somewhere down south, then it becomes customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane have made their customers their friends. So they will work with you. They will provide the greatest service. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They're the ones that you need to go to. Super people down there. 365-3793 is their phone number. Well, I have Casey Fatcher, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and you brought two ladies with you today that reminded me that they were here last year. But, you know, I kind of remember. But they're here to talk about Alzheimer's. I hate it when I don't remember things and people come in here to talk about things. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
It's your mic.
Yeah, well, today we thought we'd talk about Alzheimer's and resources available in the county. So I guess you guys have some stats for us as far as rates for statewide and countywide. And,
yeah, we
and
do.
What you
yeah,
okay, running, so we're here
with
into.
We're here with Sabrina Thurman and Gloria Cannellora. And we're,
good morning.
I guess, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Gloria, you guys want to talk about your role at the hospital?
Yeah.
You do?
Tell us who you are.
Sure. I'm Gloria Cannellora. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I have been at Shasta Regional since probably 2015 when I was in school. And we deal with all kinds of social issues, any kind of social issue that is impacting someone's health care. That's where we step in.
Right. Okay, like what? Can you give an
Could
example?
Could be something like Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Could be something like alcoholism, homelessness,
okay.
anxiety, depression.
Kind okay. of anything leading to a barrier to discharge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I see. Okay. And Sabrina?
So we also process a lot of social situations. We help families and patients work through social situations that are really difficult.
And what do you do there specifically?
Specifically, all the same things that Gloria just listed. Uh-huh. I'm also a licensed clinical social worker at the hospital. There's two of us doing that same role. We also help the county kind of facilitate moves to behavioral health units, help families get connected with resources such as in-home health services. We set up patients with that, do applications. We do home health care. We assist with that in our case management department, getting families set up with the resources they need to be successful at home.
Okay. Now, I know that you have a ward there that for people that are dangerous to themselves or others.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of a difference there. The patients in that ward, we're talking about the inpatient unit that we opened about 4 years ago.
Right.
That's generally dealing with schizophrenia and depression. And so when we're talking about Alzheimer's, it's a lot different. It's a lot different mechanism.
But they
mostly deal with dementia.
Yeah,
so we don't really see Alzheimer's patients on that unit.
Okay, but so you just work with the general, can I say the general clientele?
Yes, we do.
You don't get into those helping those.
No, we work with the patients that are admitted either to the acute medical part of the hospital,
right.
mm-hmm. or are in the emergency department. Sometimes we need to see those patients before they leave the emergency department. We do sometimes kind of work pre-admission to the behavioral health unit. So if we have a patient that has a danger to self or others or is gravely disabled due to a mental health issue, but they have a medical condition, that medical condition needs to be stabilized first. So we will facilitate once they're medically stable, getting them connected with the county, and then hopefully placed into the behavioral health unit.
Okay. Dementia and Alzheimer's obviously didn't start 50 years ago. I mean, it's always been around.
Right.
What did they used to call it back then? Just that people were crazy? Or
getting older than
that's,
normal.
That's grandpa. He's, you know.
Senile, maybe.
Senile. Was the term.
Senile. Yeah, that's the one. So you've got some statistics there. Don't scare me too bad.
Okay. I do have some statistics. I got this off of the Alzheimer's Association website, which is ALZ.org, and I would recommend anyone go there to check it out. There's a lot of information there. Resources and support. One reason why we see dementia or Alzheimer's specifically more now is because the population is aging. So
people are just living longer.
They're living longer, and we also have the baby boomers that are aging. So the population of Americans that are age 65 and older is projected to grow from currently 58 million, well, that was in 2021, to 88 million by 2050. So that's a really big jump, 20 million in a few years.
Yep.
So those are people born between what?
That's a good question. I don't have
1945 and
I think it's 45. I think that's the,
I think that's actually
45, 64.
That's the baby, mm-hmm. baby boomers.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know if I have to worry about it in 2050. I'm not sure. I hope I do.
The good news is you won't be worrying about it if you do. So.
Yeah, that's
right. You'll be past that.
That's right.
What I mean is I don't have to worry about having it if I'm 100 years old then. But if I have all my faculties, I won't worry about it.
Right.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. So then what are we looking at then with that, with that biggest surge? What are we looking at?
Correct. So not only do we have a growing aging population, you are going to see more dementia in that. Right now, there's 6.5 million Americans that are living with Alzheimer's dementia specifically. And about one in nine who are over age 65 have Alzheimer's dementia. So that's 10%.
What's the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia?
So dementia is kind of a broad term for cognitive impairment related to changes in the brain. It is a brain disease, just like any other disease like cancer or diabetes. Alzheimer's is a specific type of dementia.
But it's more severe then. I mean, some people can have dementia and live for years, right? And be able to, I mean, I guess there's various stages or levels of dementia.
That is correct.
If you forget, you know, at a certain point, you forget people's names.
Correct. Sometimes people forget their family members. Their son or daughter might come in and they don't recognize them.
But they can still take care of themselves and all this.
Sometimes. Not always. Which is a concern.
See, I can never tell because I had a friend that had dementia, but it wasn't Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he ends up in an assisted living facility. He has to. His wife couldn't take care of him.
Right. Alzheimer's or any other kind of dementia does affect how your brain functions. So you will see a lot of different symptoms with your ability to interact in your regular day-to-day functioning.
Okay. So. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking Alzheimer's and dementia and a lot of as we age, as our population gets older, we can just figure that 1 in 10 are going to be hit with this. So we're going to be talking in this, you know, next segment about what you can do, some more things about recognizing it, and more. If you're fire season's here. We've got the Graham Fire over in Lassen Park. We've got Rancho Fire down past Red Bluff. And Redding Electric Utility wants to remind everybody, do you have defensible space around your house? Have you trimmed the shrubs? Have you trimmed the trees around your house? Have you cleared out the brush? Do you have a go bag in case the worst thing happens and the fire's coming toward you? Can you pick up and leave? Do you have transportation for yourself and for your animals? That includes horses and cows and others that you don't want to leave in the, you know, in the fire's path, or just turn them loose hoping that they make it out. Redding Electric Utility is built a fire break underneath their wires that go around Redding. But as we know, fire breaks don't always work. The fires get can jump fire breaks. So you need to be ready. You need to have defensible space. This message brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. We'll be right back.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Tell me where a man might find a bed. He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me once. She's a friend of mine. Take it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 14th of June, 8:20 in the morning, and it is 66 degrees going up to what, 88 today? Something like that?
Yeah, I think 89.
89. Okay. Still pretty pleasant weather out there. Anything under three digits is pleasant. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. And this is not an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. Great places to live in there, gourmet chefs, transportation if you wish to have it. They're pet friendly. There's so many things that are available to you. If you've had enough of doing yard work and the plumbing's backed up and just, you know what, I'm just going to put all the things I love with me and then I'm going to travel. And not have to worry about it. That's River Commons. For more information and a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 238-5981. And when you go there, you're going to notice that people worry less and smile more. River Commons Senior Living. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Gloria Cantalora and Sabrina Thurman. And we're talking dementia and Alzheimer's. The only reason I'm laughing is because I just, you know, River Commons Senior Living. But that's not an assisted living facility. And there's a big difference between an active senior facility and assisted living facility. Am I right, ladies?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah. There's a big difference. Okay. Well, let's talk. You had some statistics for us, Sabrina.
Sure. Sabrina Thurman here. I just want to quickly mention that Alzheimer's disease is a brain disease. It's the most common type of dementia. It is not a normal part of aging. What happens with Alzheimer's is it damages parts of the brain that control your thoughts and your language. So the symptoms can get worse over time, and they do get worse. I have some statistics for Shasta County. In Shasta County, currently we have over 4,300 Shasta County residents that are living with Alzheimer's and dementia. Now, that number in 2030 is going to jump to 7,250 at least.
Well, let me ask this question. I'm going to keep breaking in because how does that compare, say, with the rest of the state? I mean, percentage-wise, do we have a higher cases up here? Do we have lower? Are we just kind of like in the middle?
So we do have a higher amount of cases, and it is really important to realize in Shasta County, our population is about 182,000 people, and 21% of our population are over 65.
Okay. Okay, so that would be a reason we'd have a higher rate. Is because we have an older population here.
A higher percentage.
Yeah. A higher percentage because people move up here to Absolutely. Retire and all that. Oh, okay. So that just makes sense. So we don't have to worry that we're breathing the air and there's something in the air that's making us like this.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Okay, I'll try not to interrupt again, but I think people, it needs to be put in perspective when you say we've got this many, you know, what's that look like for the rest of California?
And they're doing research right now trying to figure out if it's the genetic makeup, which is causing Alzheimer's, if it's something that's generational, how do we treat it? And the best way to treat it is to stay informed and on top of it and do your cognitive assessments. Talk to your doctor if you're having any issues.
Can you do things to, like, keep your mind active? Does that help? I mean, does a diet help? Does, you know, like we talked about it, how my mother-in-law is 89 and she's doing the crossword puzzles of the SAC-B every day and solving them. Does that help you stave off Alzheimer's or dementia?
I believe so. I believe that it has been shown that if you keep your mind active, if you challenge yourself with kind of like those brain puzzles, or it doesn't even have to be that. It could just be something that you're doing. So keep active in your mind, keep active in your body. That can be a preventive factor for Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Will that prevent it necessarily? Not if it's a genetic thing, but it could help. And
it could
might
slow it down.
Slow it down.
Yeah.
And the truth is there's medications that help. Having your doctor on board and informed and in your treatment plan, really involved in setting up things early when you start to notice some of the symptoms, which are difficulty managing finances, making decisions, finding the right words. They just don't come to you. Misplacing your belongings, forgetting your appointments, forgetting to pay bills. These can all be part of the normal aging process, being a little bit forgetful, but these go a little bit further than that. It's an everyday thing and a consistency, and you can, if you catch it early, you can manage it with medications.
They can slow it down then. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And so that's why you need to, and for people that worry about their parents, there's things that we can do probably, right?
Yes, I believe so. I think that talking about it early is important. We live in a society that doesn't want to talk about things like this because it's scary. But that doesn't make it go away, and that just makes everybody unprepared and have to panic when a problem does arise. So talk about it early. Make a plan. Talk about what kind of treatment you would want or wouldn't want. Get an advanced directive. Those kinds of things. And if you're the child of an aging adult, then initiate that conversation because maybe your parent doesn't feel comfortable doing that. So be that person and initiate the conversation.
Well, you know, the ability to do that, too, is, you know, a lot of times we don't live close to our parents in some cases. But when you do visit, that's a good time to check it out, too, is to see how they're living and see if there are unpaid bills. Is there food in the refrigerator? Is the house dirty where it always used to be clean? Part of that could be eyesight, but you know what I mean. Things that would be indicators. Is that correct?
Yes, there are definite indicators. All of the things that you mentioned would be potential signs that something is going on or maybe needs to be looked at closer.
Okay. What else do we have there, Sabrina?
So time is a big thing, too. If your parents are forgetful of time, days and time when people retire a lot, you know, they don't worry about, is it Monday, is it Tuesday, what's the date? But if it's consistent that they are unable to keep track of time or have large gaps of time that they can't remember, that's an indicator too. And a simple phone call, you can kind of address some of these symptoms as well.
Yeah. So the main thing, though, is staying in touch with your parents.
Absolutely.
And can we help our neighbors?
Yes. We see that all of the time where we have someone come in that has some cognitive decline. And part of their support system is their neighbors that live next to them. They watch out for each other. They help them out. Neighbors, if you are a neighbor, get in touch with that person's family. Have the children's phone numbers on hand. Have some important information. That way you can reach out if there is an emergency.
Yeah, I think if you look at, you know, you've seen, you know, if you have a relationship with your neighbors, you can see things are happening.
Yes.
And we had a next door neighbor that started. The first indicator was that I knew of, because he was really kept to himself, was his gate was open. Never seen the gate open in, you know, in like 5 years. The gate had never been open. Now it was open. And so I called him. You okay in there? Oh, yeah. Well, it turns out he wasn't. But and it was quickly after that. But that's the only time anybody saw him, because he'd, you know, come out, get in his car, and leave. But the gate was open.
But that was good that you noticed that. It was something different
and
out of the ordinary.
It was really out of the ordinary. But we can do that with our neighbors.
I'd like to highlight, we do have an organization here in town called Compass Shining Care. And they work with older adults. They do some caregiving. They do some education in the community. They just put on an event this past Saturday where they, I think, lit up the bridge purple.
They lit up the bridge.
Yes.
The Friday before, they had a big,
festival.
A festival where you could talk to all the different people and different groups. Yeah, Compass Shining Care. And has done just a wonderful job. And it's, I think it's National Seniors or something. Senior Elder Abuse Time and all that.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But yeah, if you're having problems, those would be people to call.
Yes. And they do have a program called the Gatekeepers Program, where they train members of the community to notice these small differences. Because if you do have family that lives far away, they might not see it all of the time. If you're talking to them once a week or once a month, it might not be noticeable. Whereas the checker at the grocery store that you always go to might notice those differences.
The bank notices.
Yes.
Dave Silva and Madonna from Professional Exterminators, they go into people's homes, and they've got all their people trained. Also, I mean, there's 1,000 gatekeepers out there in Redding that have been trained, including police and other, you know, firefighters, all of these, to be able to, if you start noticing things, you know, to call. So we got to take a break here. We're the Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're talking Alzheimer's and dementia and some of the things we can do to notice it and some of the symptoms and more. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business where I take my business to and have since the day I moved here. If it works, why change it, right? Great haircuts, great people down there. They work by appointments only, 244-9478. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. And one of the good things about it, Casey, is it's across the street, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, who, by the way, they're giving you a plaque in there, I understand.
Yeah, I'm okay. A frequent flyer,
yeah.
No doubt.
We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If I'd be out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good bump music, buddy. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Let's talk financial for a minute. If you want a second look at your retirement plan and 401s right now, you may want to give Judy Maxwell's Financial Network a call at 221-0441 for a free review and analysis. Are you going to have enough money to last you? Are your investments good? Should you, what should you do right now if you don't have, like I said, sometimes you need a second opinion. Give Judy's people a call at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Good people there. I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. More good people with Casey Fatch, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Gloria Cannellora and Sabrina Thurman, who are the experts. They're
social workers.
Social workers, right. But it's kind of more than that. We're talking about Alzheimer's and dementia today. As you know, Shasta County has probably a higher ratio of older people because a lot of people come here to retire, and you know. when it used to be that you could get lower house prices and everything, cost of living was here, and it's a beautiful area. So we have a higher ratio of ages up here. So, and you said there's something like, tell me, 7,000?
21% over 65.
Yeah, 21%. And as we age, the chances of dementia and Alzheimer's happening grows. So,
well, and there's a lot of different phenomena, pathologies that we've seen explode in the population that has started aging over the past 50, 75 years. One of them is type 2 diabetes. That never used to be something that we saw a lot of, and Alzheimer's is certainly almost a close second.
So what are the things, what are the discussion points do you have here? Because we're talking about so many of them right now.
So Alzheimer's is the third leading cause of death in California. So that's really important that we...
Really? Think.
Yes, it's pretty high. Third leading cause of death in California.
Third?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
As far as the disease process goes, yeah.
As a disease process. Right. Okay.
That's correct.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's people come to, you know, a lot of older right. people in California, I guess. I mean, that's the whole thing.
Well,
it's if you live long, if we live long enough, will everybody have dementia?
No.
Isn't that interesting?
So Alzheimer's and dementia is not a part of aging. It's not a normal part of aging. It's a disease in the brain.
Okay. Now, we talked about this, and I'm sharing with my family here. My 91-year-old father-in-law is sharp as a tack, as is my 89-year-old mother-in-law. They travel, he gardens and all this, yet his two younger brothers in their 80s, I think it was 86 and 84, have both got dementia. And one died from Alzheimer's. So, and the other one is on his way. And so when you say that it can be passed down to the family, but it's not every family member. So if your parents died of it, doesn't necessarily mean you will.
No, and sometimes it skips.
Or am I putting, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Sometimes it skips generations, but there is a genetic component to Alzheimer's. We still need to learn more about it. Mm-hmm. And we do that by educating ourselves and being more active in the diagnosis, in the treatment, in the prevention.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, if you're lucky enough to have the same doctor all the time, is this something is when people are older that the doctor's looking for, you think?
Absolutely. Cognitive tests are imperative as you age. It's something that's a really simple screening that your medical doctor, healthcare provider can do for you and do consistently every year with your checkup. Just have a cognitive evaluation. What's changed since your last checkup? And it gives us a baseline.
Can you find these online? Can you give yourself a test? Or is that a good idea?
There probably are things you can find online, but I would recommend definitely
right.
your medical.
Talking
okay.
with your doctor about it.
As opposed to saying,
it.
You know, because you see these things all the time, you know, test for, you know, dementia and all that, but usually they're just trying to sell you something.
Right. And, again, there are normal forgetfulness things that happen sure. as you age, and that is going to be very different than the dementia, but it can be confusing. So sometimes mm-hmm. you might have a sign of dementia, like memory loss, that's interrupting your daily life if you're forgetful. And the key is normal aging is that if you forget an appointment, but maybe you can remember it later. Whereas with dementia, you don't remember.
People that lose things doesn't necessarily mean that's the onset of dementia
correct.
or Alzheimer's.
Correct.
It?
No, it does not. Again, that could be a normal
part
of
their life,
or if you're busy.
But if they've been doing it for like 15 years, you can imagine that's just part of their life because they're not focusing.
Right, and if it isn't getting worse, so if you notice a new symptom or a symptom that is getting worse over time, that might be something you want to look at and talk to your doctor about.
Okay.
Yeah, so if it's usually the car keys or the phone, then that's one thing, but then if something else they start to lose, you might want to...
Okay. Yeah, car keys and phone, I mean, that is, you know, that's the bane of Linda's existence in glasses. But other things, because she can bring up things from 15 years ago, I mean, just like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I do think, though, that one of the things that is seriously needed is that relationship with your physician and getting in to see your physician. the regular frequencies that you can. And then also the difference, because personal experience with my mother, I used to see her all the time and didn't recognize the onset because it came on so subtly, versus with, if I didn't see her for a year and saw her again and just noticed the difference. So it's something that can't come on very subtly, but it just, generally, the physician will pick it up because you're seeing them once a year. So that's something to consider.
And even though our seniors are seeing their doctor pretty often, only 1 in 7 seniors knows that having a cognitive assessment is part of a screening with your doctor. So they're not talking to their doctors, and it's on healthcare providers and people in the community like us social workers to educate patients and say, make sure you're talking to your doctor about a cognitive assessment and screening.
A cognitive, what do they do? What is it?
Let's do one on Carl right now.
Yeah, just give me an example of what some of the questions. Do they just ask questions?
They're going to give you maybe a series of questions or tasks or challenges.
Is this like to remember 7 cities? I'm going to say 7 cities, and you have to repeat them back to me type of thing?
Something like that.
Okay.
But it can assess your reasoning, your insight, memory, recall, that type of thing. And so there's various assessments out there. And I think, Sabrina, you might have a brief. Do you have a brief one with you?
So there's cognitive.
Tell you what, let's hit that one right after the break because okay. We can get into that.
Everybody stay tuned.
Yeah, because you're going to see this. We are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow, Jake Mangus, Chamber of Commerce is on. A lot of things going on. We're going to be talking about happening in our town. And I'm giving away, I said I would, two tickets to Brews by the Bridge. These are $30 tickets. And beer, music, food. It's this Friday from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Must be 21 to attend.
And all you have to do is remember the number to the show.
There you go, 605-4567. Call in. First person calling in gets two tickets to Brews by the Bridge. Okay, I'm here with Shasta. I'll remember Shasta Regional Medical Center. Casey Fatch is CEO, and Sabrina and Gloria, who are here, who are social workers that work with people with, well, all types of social issues, but we're talking dementia and Alzheimer's today. And you had something, Sabrina, that we were going to.
Sure. So I think it's really important to say that, to note that there are tests and screening out there, but they need to be done by your medical doctor or medical professional. They need to be done by somebody who can keep track of changes for you. What we need to ask ourselves is, are there cognitive changes? Are we having any behavioral changes? What have we noticed that's different in our life? And bring up those concerns to your primary care provider.
Okay. And you follow up on that then? So, I mean, the other things we were talking about is people that want to take care of their loved ones. And this is hard. This is not easy to do that.
Right. So 40% of people who are a caregiver for a loved one suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's suffer from depression themselves. So it's important that you are getting the support and resources that you need. And there are community resources out there. We would like to kind of touch on those.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So Connected Living is a program where you can hire a caregiver. Great program in Reading. It is the first line of defense that we usually use with families to help them navigate keeping their older adult and loved one in their home. There's also Senior Helpers. That's another facility. Visiting Angels is a really great care facility. Those people are trained on how to recognize Alzheimer's and dementia. What does it look like? What does a person's house look like when we go into the house? Are there signs and symptoms that we can see and alert a doctor or medical care provider, or even a family member?
You know, and that's a big thing, is there's another organization that can help, and that's Shasta County Veteran Service Office, where veterans who qualify, and if you've served any time when there's a war, doesn't mean you have to be in the war, but any time there was a war, Vietnam, Korea, anything past that, they have aid in attendance.
Absolutely.
For people that need help like this. And we've helped people get that aid in attendance, and it helps to pay for assisted living facilities. And that you can also apply for the veterans home, because they it's difficult to get in because there's usually a waiting list, but sometimes they have a mental or a memory care unit there, and along with the regular VA accommodations at the veterans homes too. So there's people out there to help. And it is tough because you want to keep take care of your loved one, but, you know, you may be aged too, and there's no way you can do that.
So a couple of things, veterans specifically. The VA clinic does also offer home health aides if necessary. So if you are older or if you have a family member that's older and needs assistance at home, that's a veteran connected with the VA clinic here, reach out to your provider, see if they can screen you for that, and see if you qualify for that help at home.
Okay.
And the VA works really closely with Visiting Angels as well.
Okay, so what we've learned today, if we can recap this, is just because you're getting older does not mean you're going to be a victim of dementia or Alzheimer's. It is a disease of the brain. You can be tested, get cognitive tests from your doctor, and you should start at age, you said 55. But there's medicine out there. There's meds that can help with the onset.
Absolutely, and it's bringing attention to this disease and awareness.
Okay, and then there's a number of groups out there that will help you. Also, if you know if you've got a family member, a loved one that has it, if you don't see your parents, and if your parents are aging, and if you don't see them on a regular basis, it might be easier to check. But then, like Casey said, if you see them all the time, it may be very subtle. Onset of this. So, anything else people need to remember here?
I have a couple other resources.
Sure.
I just wanted to throw out there. For caregivers specifically, again, we talked about how caregiving for an older adult with dementia can be very trying. It might be one of the hardest jobs anybody ever has. In our area, we have Passages Caregiver Resource Center, and they do have caregiver support groups. So that organization is all aimed at supporting you as a family caregiver. Their phone number here in town is 530-221-1900.
Okay. Casey.
Yes.
Let's kind of end up with Shasta Regional. What's going on out there, buddy?
Well, let's see. We have applied for our general medical education program for the internal medicine residency program. That application has been complete, submitted. We should start seeing some activity on that front to be able to start having internal medicine residents starting in July of 2023, initially looking at 8 slots. And so, again, looking at bringing in, you know, physicians into the community and hopefully being able to retain them after their education.
Especially internal medicine.
Yeah. That's, you know, unfortunately, a lot of, you know, maybe 90% of them go on to, you know, a specialty like GI or cardiology, but they still have a chance to get them back here because they've been exposed to the area.
Yeah.
So it's just a good thing all around. And anyone, you know, 1 year, if we can keep here, that would be phenomenal.
Oh yeah, anything we can do to get more doctors here.
And it also does a lot for elevating the quality of medicine, and as well as when, you know, becoming a teaching institute like we're going to.
So. Okay, we talk about the various things that are happening over there at Shasta Regional. I talk about the TAVR valve replacement.
That's going real well. Huge. We just did our 100th last month. We did our 100th case. Again, those were people that didn't have to go, you know, take a 3-hour trip down to the Bay Area for a procedure that could be done here. You know, we have the talent and we have the medical staff and clinical staff that can provide this kind of services. So, that and along with our, you know, second letter grade, A safety letter grade in a row for spring of 2022. And so we're excited about that as well and maintaining that gain. So.
You know, it's not easy to get an A rating.
It's not. No, it's not. No. It's definitely takes a lot of work. And when we started here together in 2018, you know, we had a C grade, and so it took us a bit to get it up there because it's a rolling 3-year data thing. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
A year. No. So they measured over 3 years.
Yeah. Some of the indicators, sure. And so it takes. it takes a lot of effort. It's a lot of heavy lifting to get that grade to, that needle to move. And so I'm proud of us. We did it over a 3 to 4 year period, but we got it done.
And so the, a rating is based on
all sorts. We talked about the four domains and, you know, there's, surgical safety. There's, patient experience, you know, couple of other areas where infections and those type of things. So
and that's just off measurements. That's not off of the hospital saying, "Oh, this is how good we are."
No. This is based off of government provided data. So we're not even in. You know, it's just whatever we submit to them, and then they submit it to the LeapFrog organization. So it's no pay to play thing. You have to perform. There's no gaming the system. You earn it. You get an A. You earned it.
Okay. Anything else? I know that every time we talk about the Da Vinci XI system to a doctor, their eyes light up.
Yeah, well, we're rolling out a new program called the Lynx program, and it's one of our local surgeons is going to be it's a device that's implanted for patients with esophageal reflux, and it's a special kind of a hernia mesh, but I believe it's something that hasn't been it's not really available in the North States, so it's something we're going to be doing, and it is done through the Da Vinci robot, and that's one of the programs we're actually been through the training, and we'll be doing our first case soon.
Is the emergency room still, I know that it's slowed down a whole lot during COVID, but is that back up again? Or,
yeah, you know, it is. It's back up again. But, you know, now it's June, and, you know, everybody's feeling good and out and about. And so, you know, numbers are down a little bit, but you know, that's summer in Reading, which is good, which is a good thing. You know, it's like we're here for you when you need us, but we'd certainly rather see you not have to come to the hospital. Obviously, we want you to be healthy.
Thanks. Well, thanks, Casey, for joining us today. And Gloria and Sabrina, thank you so much. I got, you know, so much information about Alzheimer's and dementia. And one, some ways it makes me feel better. And others, I guess I should ask my doctor for, you know, hey, how come you never give me a cognitive test? And
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR.
Everybody have a great day and treat each other well out there.
Well, I walked back